This summer at TalkTalk, we've got deals that make sense. Our new Fibre Plus packages offer everything you get with our standard unlimited fibre broadband plans, plus award-winning online security, plus guaranteed fixed prices from just £26 a month for 18 months, plus the latest Amazon Echo Dot with Alexa, plus an Amazon Smart Plug. When you add it all up, it just makes sense. Fibre Plus packages from TalkTalk. For everyone, search TalkTalk Fibre. Offer ends 8 September. £4.95 post and packing. T's and C's at talktalk.co.uk.
Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crap Is, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old Bravo. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Ronnie.
How are you, hun?
I'm great. Excited to talk some Below Deck Med.
Me too. Exciting. Everybody, you should go find Ben on his other podcast called Game Brain. Okay, it's about board games. He's real good on it. Like, he is on everything. Also, We did a bunch of other podcasts in the past couple of weeks. We were on Morbid. Go check that out. Love those ladies. I did Miles's Mother May I Sleep With podcast. It's a Lifetime movie. And it was starring Corbin Burnson and Marky Post, one of Ben's favorites.
Wow. I know. Oh, rest in peace. Rest in peace. Rest in power.
Yeah,
Corbin Burnson, that's a name I have not thought about in a very long time. That's very Lisa Rinna adjacent.
Yes, and Marky Post is a name you think of constantly, because I know you.
Yeah, that's very Ben adjacent.
Yeah, and did that, and then we did something called Gay Ass Podcast, which is really fun with Eric, and that will be out later this week. So check all those out. For our videos and bonus episodes, go over to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. Thank you so much to everybody who supports us there. You made us two happy little podcasters. Okay.
And now, so let's talk some Below Deck Med.
Mediterranean Ben. What you think?
You know, this was definitely, to me, a little bit more of a stretching the content episode. But, you know, there were things to – it was still enjoyable. I mean, what a cliffhanger from last week, right? You know, that Lexi left some cleaning supplies in someone's room. Like, that was 7 days I was on the edge of my seat. What was going to happen?
Well, the real cliffhanger was the text from Norma, who said,
true.
Sandy, Norma here. I just tied Mary Time Law up, threw her in a closet so I could get this text to you. And it says, your crew has cleared quarantine. Dun, dun, dun.
Hey, Sandy, it's Norma. Just want to let you know, I've had a ginger in the hotel for way too long. We want to put her on your boat or send her back to wherever she came from. So what's she going to do, huh?
Hey, Norma. Hey, Sandy, it's Norma here. Just want you to know that actually, his name is Luca, and he actually does live on the second floor. He's a chef that you have not let on your boat yet, but he's out of quarantine if you need him. Okay, let me know. This was a long text, but sorry, Siri just takes it out of me. What can I tell you? Love, Norma? ?
So now we're back with that one guest saying, like, hey, by the way, Katie, just so you know, Lexi started cleaning our room earlier, and then she never came back, and she left all her cleaning supplies there. And there was also no towels, so could you please get that fixed? So Katie, of course, is mortified. So she calls down to Lexi and is like, hi, Lexi, could you go check on that cabin and make sure there's towels and no cleaning supplies in there? Thanks so much. And Lexi's like, uh-huh, and then just goes back to ironing, just completely ignoring her.
Yeah, completely ignores it. So then Malia checks in on Matt the chef. She's like, how are things going? And he's like, oh my God, they loved it. They love my food. That's the start I wanted to this charter. It gives me more confidence.
I thought yesterday was the best day, but it's actually today. Wow, this is the first charter where I haven't left the boat, and I feel like I'm finally getting my footing.
There's a cheese grater hanging right behind his head, and I just want him to, like, laugh really hard and, like, jerk his head back and just get caught on it. Such a little a-hole.
Just grate his scalp. I know, like, you don't get brownie points for, like, completing all days of your work.
You've completed one full day. Congratulations! We have an award coming for you, sir.
So then Katie and Lexi are in the crew mess eating lunch, and Katie is eating the quiche. She's like, this is quite a lovely quiche. And Lexi's just sitting eating something else, being like, fuck quiche. Quiche is on my burn list.
So they're both swiping on their phones. You know, modern friendship right there. And then Katie realizes it's her mom's birthday, so she runs off. And she can't believe that she's so consumed that she forgot her own mother's birthday. My mother calls me her sugar plum fairy, and she gives me birthdays and Christmas presents at the same time every time I come home, because my Christmas is actually my birthday. So she separates it for me, because she's the one who fucked up and fucked so that she had me on Christmas. So it's like a cute thing we do. Okay, this season needs help. I'm saying it right now. Bring whoever the hell it is on right now, because now I'm having to hear about how Katie gets her damn birthday presents.
Yeah, let's get Riley on here. Got it. Christmas baby. Got it. Okay, you're born in a manger. I was born in an Airbnb. Okay, got it. So that monologue about being a Christmas baby went on a little bit too long. So then there's guests on water toys, and guests are sitting there in Maureen getting cocktails, and they just cut to Sandy smiling so happy. She's like, beacon of fun. We're the beacon of fun. Oh yeah. And then the students are setting up Oktoberfest, and Matt's muttering to himself in the kitchen about cooking German food. And then Malia shares a little bit about her experience going to Oktoberfest, where she blacked out and maybe put a cucumber in the bin and Tom yelled at her. I don't know. Wild things happen.
Yeah, here's the thing that happened that I need to happen in my real life. So these guys were on these new water toys. Well, at least they're new. I don't think we've seen them on Below Deck. They look like kickboards, but you stand up on them and they have motors and it looks like you're flying. They're like hoverboards in the water. Oh. I want one. Mm-hmm. I want to know what that's like. And I saw somebody on the lake this weekend. A whole group of people were doing them. And I'm on this kayak because I'm trying to learn how to kayak, which that was a disaster. And so I'm like kayaking. And then they kept like kind of, they weren't making circles around me personally, like I wasn't taking it personal, but they were like they were going on circles on these things, and it kept turning my stupid kayak around. You know, I have no arm strength, so I was like just kept getting spun around, and my whole family's all up ahead of me, and I was like, god, I suck at this, I can't do it. And so I wanted those people to like fall off and drown, but at the same time I was like, I really want one of those. I really
You're
want one of those.
Basically, a 1950s teen movie, right? Where you like drive into like your neighborhood, and then a bunch of bad guys on motorcycles circle around your car, and you're like, "I'm scared, mother. I'm scared." And yeah. I'm also attracted to them.
Yeah, because I like felt so cool, even like being outside. I was like, "Look, I came outside." You know, I was waiting for a parade to pass by. I'm like, "Wow, you did it, Ronnie!" And then I get stymied.
Yeah. You were menaced by like standing hoverboard people. I don't know. I think for like my leisure things, I don't like having to incorporate balance into my fun. You know, that's why I'm not good at skiing. I'm not good at surfing. I imagine I'm not good at hoverboarding. I want like a certain degree of stability in my fun activities, like where I don't want to feel like at any moment I might fall over. And I understand that that's probably part of the thrill, but that's also like really annoying. And especially when you have bad balance like me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a graceful person, and I get it, because my hobby is sitting down. I mean, you know that. That's like my favorite sport is sitting down. So for me, it's different too. I think I'm just going through a midlife crisis or something, and I'm just like so boring that that's my midlife crisis. I'm like, wow, I'm going to go on a kayak one day, and I did it. I'm like, what? That's me. That's me like fucking a really young person and getting a convertible. That's my version of it.
I think it's great that you went onto a kayak, and I'm sorry that those hoverboard assholes spun you around.
No, don't worry. They filled me with dreams. I was like, wow, this is what it's like to dream again.
You're basically Rudy. You're Rudy, and you just want to be put into the hoverboard game.
Yeah. Okay, so water toys. Okay, Oktoberfest, Malia backpacked. Okay, you said that. Then the captain is talking to Katie, and she's like, whoa, what are those costumes? Yes, Sandy, it's lederhosen and plastic bags. What the fuck do you think
new uniform it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. This just came in from the guy who owns the boat. Everyone has to wear lederhosen for the rest of the season. Of course there are costumes. Yeah. So now everyone's getting changed into their costumes, except for Lexi, who's like folding a napkin. I don't know. We just like pause to look at Lexi folding a napkin.
They did that because they showed all the customers, like, can we have Corona? Can we have a Corona? Can we have a Bloody Mary? Can we have an espresso martini? You know, just doing their best to order a million things. And then it just cuts to her still folding that same towel we saw 20 minutes ago.
I know. I mean, I feel like I would be very happy to be in the laundry room for this charter. So, Katie is just like at her wit's end. She's like, oh, I don't like these people anymore because they keep asking me for shit. And then we see this downstairs. The lady who had asked the cleaning supplies to be removed from her room, she just like puts them outside. Well, actually, it's not her. It's another girl goes into that room because she's in a towel or something. And she puts the supplies out because Lexi still hasn't taken them out. So she puts them out the door and goes into the room and closes the door. And meanwhile, Katie is spiraling because she hates feeling like I'm feeling at my job. You know, when you're born on Christmas and you have Christmas presents and mommy presents, it's really hard to feel like you're feeling at your job because then you don't get job presents.
Yeah. So then we see Lexi going to the main cabin finally, and she sees the cleaning supplies outside the door, and she's like, why the fuck are these cleaning supplies out here? And then she just barges in and opens the door, and the lady, I guess, is naked. And she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
She has a nice ass. That's what she says afterwards. She goes, oh, I'm so sorry. She has a nice ass. So, because the woman's like, oh, which is pretty much what I do whenever someone catches me by surprise. And so then she like walks away, and then we see Z is deflating a slide. And then the lady goes upstairs after she's been walked in, and she goes and finds Diane. And she's like, so when I was down there, I was like showering down there, but there were like no towels. So I went to your room where there were towels, and then Lexi walked in while I was like naked. So like, long story short, I just hope I have towels now.
Lady, I would care about anything you said, but you're still walking around with the fucking Chad blow-up doll on you. So please just be quiet. Okay, I'm on Lexi's side even now.
No, Diane was wearing the Chad. This is the younger girl was the one who was telling Diane who had the Chad around her.
Oh, okay, yes. Well then you're friends with the lady who's still wearing the Chad.
Oh yeah, still that's Lexi. Inherently bad. I agree.
So then Matt and Katie are talking, and he's like, we're doing brats and pretzels, and then after that we're going to do a normal dinner. And she's like, how are you so good at everything? Oh, I used to work for a very rich, powerful man. Did we ever find out who he worked for?
My guess is Bob Kraft. I don't know. I got that into my head, and I think that – because I think he said – didn't he say he cooked for Tom Brady or something? So I feel like it was Bob Kraft, and he learned everything from Bob Kraft. And he's like, oh, God, I hated school. My vice principal actually told me it'd be best if I dropped out. I'm like, probably because you were jerking off in the back of every classroom.
On show and tell, he just brought a bowl of keys. Class.
What'd you say?
On show and tell, he just brought a bowl of keys.
My mom said, make the world your classroom. So I started, you know, just started walking. I went all around the world. I went to jerked off in Vietnam, jerked off in South America, jerked off in Australia. Oh, I jerked off in Paris too. Learned a lot there.
I pursued my craft my way. With jerking off splooge. So then Malia is talking to Lloyd, and she's like, Lloyd, we have to do Oktoberfest, and I think that you should be our hype guy. And he's like, whoa, 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 wiki, wiki. I'm going to bring my skills into this as a tour guide. I'm going to take all those skills that I had as a tour guide. And then we just see him going, he's like doing some weird act. And she goes, don't be nervous. Just be yourself. You were born for this.
All right, Malia. Here's what I need to ask you to do. Could you give every guest a book? And that way, if I'm doing a bad job, they can throw it at my head. That way I'll know what to do next.
So then Katie is serving the guests, and the main guy is like, Katie, do you ever get a break? We only see you. She's like, I'm fine. You know what they say, you stop, you die. And the lady's like, great, I'll have some more champagne.
You know, it's like I used to ask my mother, do you ever get a break from wrapping presents for me? Because my birthday is on Christmas. Yeah, we don't care. More champagne. Thanks. Bye.
So David passes Malia and has like an awkward moment. And he's like, Malia, can we do bare bones after this? I'm down to do some bare bones. And she's like, okay, weirdo. So then Lexi...
He actually says that he said, can we like clean our uniforms? Because I'm down to just one uniform left and I'm like bare bones right now. She basically is like, he's not getting his, the laundry's not getting done for the crew. That's basically what it is. Cause then we cut to Lexi in the laundry being like, I don't know who shit this is. She just has like, she just folded up someone's uniform and put a sticky on it saying, do you belong to me? And then she just takes someone's socks and just throws them in the corner. Goes, sorry, going in the sock graveyard.
She's like, yeah, I mean, to be honest, like, it's hard for me to focus on laundry and cabins. And if you hate something, you don't give it your all. But I'm not going to say anything because next charter, I'm on service, so I'll be fine.
I feel like this is not a good mentality for working. Like, you're going to, when you have a job, there's shit that you have to do that you don't like. And the whole point is that you try to prove yourself in those moments. That way you get to do more and more stuff that you do like, not be like, oh, sorry. Yeah, I destroyed your dress and I just didn't clean your room because I'm not motivated to because I don't like this opportunity. I don't think that's how jobs work.
Yeah. So pretzels are baking, brats are cooking. We're decorating for Oktoberfest. And David is sexy dancing at the front of the boat. And then the Katie goes to see the chef and she's like, by the way, sorry for being grumpy. Because poor Katie. No one's just like, hey, Katie, how are you doing? Right? So, she does the full, like, sorry for being grumpy. He's like, I'm not grumpy. Don't worry. I can tell you this much. Every trip is going to be hard.
Like my penis. Okay, I'm sorry I vented to you. So now it's time to, everyone's getting into their Oktoberfest costumes and everything. And Katie again apologizes to the guests about like that room situation. And, you know, everyone's dressed up and David is in lederhosen and the producer asks him, what's it feel like to be a real boy? And they kind of like do a side by side of David with Pinocchio. And he's like, oh, this is quite funny, Pinocchio. You know, one thing about Pinocchio, I'm sure Malia would date Pinocchio. How about that? That's true.
Well, if I was Pinocchio, I would tell you this. Pinocchio is fine being single. He just wants someone to travel with one day and possibly have a TV dinner with in front of a telly, which would be lovely. But I don't need it right now. But it's fine. It's fine.
At least then, Pinocchio was eaten by a whale. At least someone cared about that little boy enough to eat him.
So then we just cut to Lexi staring at her phone because that's like every shot of Lexi. They're like, look at Lexi folding a towel badly or looking at her phone.
A lot of folding drama this episode. Like usually drama unfolds, but in this case, drama folded. It was just napkins getting folded by Lexi quietly in the corner.
So then food, their pretzels and brats are delivered and the captain is talking to Katie and she's like, Katie, are we having fun? She's like, well, it's not that I'm not having fun. I'm just not having fun. How's Lexi doing? She doing great? Not good, actually. Not good at all. And then we see clips of Lexi like sucking and like currently being on the phone.
Yes. Well, you need some help on the interior, and I'm not just talking about your heart, okay? Because I got a girl in quarantine, okay? She's a ginger, and gingers do really well on below deck, okay? I got an extra bed, okay? And Katie's like, well, I'll think about it. I'll think about it a little bit. And basically, Katie's just worried that if she brings on someone new, that Lexi's going to lose her mind, and it's going to be just more drama for her.
Well, and this is the curse of below deck, right? Okay, you can get rid of one, but is the next stew going to be any better? You know?
Right.
Because especially with casting this year, because it's been, you know, one of the slower seasons of below deck, except for fighting with Lexi. So if you've got kind of a slow season anyway, you know they're going to throw a wild card into this. It's not just going to be like a Bugsy who walks into this situation.
No.
Bringing the thunder!
Yeah.
So now it's time for Oktoberfest. And this actually looked super, super fun. Like they had steins of beer and Courtney was like holding them. And it actually looked like a really, really fun below deck event. A lot of times on below deck, they're charged with making a club and they always have to take some lounge and they put up streamers and they turn the lights purple and they're like, welcome to your club. And you're like, this is just a lounge that you put balloons in, right? It just does not feel like a club. And you're always like, this is kind of sad. But this is like the first experience I feel like I've seen where it looked super, super fun. Like I wanted to be there.
Gross. Beer.
Oh, I love beer. Well, that's the thing. Ugh. I love Oktoberfest stuff. I've never been to a real Oktoberfest.
I hate Oktoberfest. And I also hate St. Patrick's Day. It's where everyone's like, ooh, look at us drinking beer. Everyone smells like bar rot, beer breath. Ugh.
Well, St. Patrick's Day is, for some reason, that's like a little more, I think I find St. Patrick's Day kind of annoying now because it's just lots of terrible people who just, like, they just, it's like all the people who don't know how to drink come out of the woodwork and then they drink improperly and get loud and throw up everywhere. And of course, there's obviously a lot of that in Oktoberfest, but I feel like Oktoberfest, there's something sort of organized about the idea of being in a tent and at like long tables. Like I feel like St. Patrick's Day, the vibe is standing in a bar getting wasted. But I feel like with Oktoberfest, it's about sitting at a bench at a table. And I feel like these sitting at a this comes back to the sitting at a table. It is the kayak to the hoverboard that is St. Patrick's Day, right? At Oktoberfest, you sit there. There's sausages and fries that come through and pretzels. And there's Oompa Loompa music. It just kind of like fits my vibe a little bit more.
God, and I'm sitting there like craving the martini across the street, the hoverboard. I'm like, I shall ride you one day, my martini hoverboard.
Well, Oktoberfest is my preferred heavy drinking holiday.
Mine is Monday. So Lady's like, hey, could you surprise me with a vodka cocktail? So Katie's like, oh, I know what to do. Make her a Cosmo. Courtney's like, oh my God, that's what I was thinking. Do you know how to make one? No.
I feel like that's the worst option right now. I feel like if someone says surprise me with a vodka cocktail, I feel like a Cosmo or like a screwdriver is just not the surprise you want, right? Don't you want something like funny and funky or interesting, not just like a super basic drink from, you know, that was popular 15 years ago?
Yeah, just
like I have a lot of things to say. I have a lot of hot takes on the booze consumption right now.
So now it's night, and the captain's checking on Courtney, and Captain is telling everyone, God, I love your outfits. The captain's just out and about in the wild today, seeing how everything's going.
Well, she has like a witch's hat on. She's like, I'm going to dress up for Oktoberfest. Look, I put on a witch's hat.
Yeah, she's like, I love your outfits, everyone. And Katie is like, Courtney, do you want to switch with Lexi? Let Lexi come up a bit and see how things are going. You know, I don't want her to be a Christmas baby down there where everyone's thinking Santa Claus. She's just wondering where her birthday cake is. You know what I mean? Go check on her.
So Courtney goes downstairs and she's like, hey, Lexi, go upstairs to the sun deck. We're going to swap out. And Lexi goes, why? Because it's fun. But aren't you on service? She's like, but she wants you up there for a bit. It's fun, honestly. So Lexi is doing this thing, this pouty thing where it's like, well, you gave me the shitty thing, so I'm going to continue being the laundry martyr down here. And she says, although her logic is that she has spent all day doing laundry and then she's going to go up there and then she's going to get stuck cleaning up all the drunk people, which there is some logic to it, but I think that she ultimately just wants to be laundry martyr.
Yeah, but that would have been cool though. She was like, okay, go upstairs, and then she goes up and then she has to get stuck cleaning and everything while Courtney's off. I don't think that's what they intended, but who knows. So David passes by Malia and it's kind of awkward, and he's like, yeah, I'm at the point where I need a steady relationship, and you know, I don't need someone like Malia, I need someone steady. The realization that I'm spooning a pillow and feeling sorry for myself because it's not a human being, it is what it is.
I wonder if I could speak to Tinkerbell about turning this pillow into a real girl.
So then Courtney's like, she said no. Katie's like, well, I tried to make her happy. So then they're having a chugging contest upstairs, and Z and Lloyd are going against each other while everyone cheers.
They were non-alcoholic beers.
They were? What's the point of that?
Because they're not allowed to drink. So remember they had to go ask.
Oh, God. Candy, I would like, rather than
is
be.
Is it okay?
But that is the difference. Rather than be fucking hypocrites and get wasted.
No, well, I was going to say that is the difference. I thought that's what you're leading to, which is that others, they would just pour the beers and like be like, fuck it. Like if it were if it was Below Deck Sailing Yacht, it would be like beers with a shot of flaming like 151 going down into it. But this is like the nicest deck crew ever. They're like, well, we don't want to get into trouble and we have responsibilities, so we're going to make sure that we have some non-alcoholic beer. In fact, could we potentially do a chugging contest with some orange juice? That would be lovely. Thank you.
God, so it's non-alcoholic beer. Lame. You see, you can't win with me. I'm going to judge you either way.
Yeah,
so then well, that's Katie then. Pulls Lexi aside for a talk about how she's feeling. And Lexi's like, well, I'm like better, but I'm taking my time, you know, because like, I mean, I'm getting back to it, you know. I mean, tomorrow's breakfast will happen first thing. Don't worry. She's like, well, we have one other thing, you know. There's this other girl, and I'm feeling, you know, anxious, bringing on a piercing. I'm not really sure about it.
Right, and she basically is like, I just want you to know that this is not me trying to replace you, because, you know, I can see how that could look, you know, but I genuinely mean it. Please believe me when I say I'm not trying to replace you. I'm just trying to scare you off, okay? Is that all right with you? And Lexi's like, no, don't worry about it. I'm, like, not offended whatsoever. Just going to tell me, how do you spell your name? I just have something I need to write it down in. Thanks so much. So
she's like, what, is this girl going to come in here and be like, I'm Second Steel and I worked on a 130-meter boat and I'm not taking orders from you? I mean, I don't know. I just don't know. And that's the nerve-wracking part. Like, I want to be on service, so if she could be our Cinderella, then fine.
Yeah, we'll see how that happens. So now there's more fun stuff. Lloyd is dancing with Chad, the inflatable Chad. And Malia is talking about how she just loves her deck crew because there's no egos and no cockiness. And so then Katie goes and tells Courtney that there's going to be a new girl on standby. And Courtney is the one who actually seems to have more of the hostile reaction to it, because basically Courtney is just afraid that she's going to have to move again. And she really doesn't want to have to move cabins one more time.
Well, and she also doesn't want to be moved to fourth stew. Right.
Yeah.
She thinks she's going to just get, she's getting trained, and now she's like, okay, now I have just one more person there standing in my way of learning how to make the ever interesting cosmopolitan.
Yeah. But also, she also feels like it's annoying, because you get all of that stuff that she's fearing is because Lexi isn't doing her job, and that, like, Lexi should just be replaced, and not, like, they shouldn't be making accommodations and potentially creating more of a hierarchy and more of an inconvenience with changing rooms because Lexi's incompetent.
Right. So now they're having to talk about changing rooms, and there's three beds in one room. So David is going to move in with the boys, Lloyd and Z. And then the new girl is going to move in with the girls. And so Malia's like, put Lexi with the boys. Kidding.
Yeah. By the way, a surefire way to make sure that this new stew does not work out is by sticking her with Matt. Wow. I don't know how that's ever going to work out.
Yeah, and you know Matt's issues is being creepy. Like, you know that his issue is being creepy and gross. Why would you put him in with a woman?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Yeah,
so now,
that's not good.
So now the guests are hungry and they want dinner, but it's 8 o'clock and dinner was supposed to be at 9. So you're thinking, okay, here it goes. They've been setting it up. Matt's been talking about how everything's been smooth and everything's been wonderful, but now all of a sudden he has to move dinner up an hour. He won't be ready. What will Matt possibly do? So Katie calls up Matt downstairs and is like, Matt, so how soon can you be ready for dinner? And he's like, oh, 20 minutes. Okay, great. All right, dinner at 8:35. I was like, oh. So we don't have to have drama around that. That's fine too.
Yeah. Well, I will say this. It smells like God is cooking up there. Oh, shut up, alcohol now. So then Matt's like, well, you know, plans are always changing. Gotta roll with it. Oh, it's such a huge compliment when they love you so much. They just want you to do your thing.
He really read into that too much, by the way. Sorry. It's not a compliment. Yeah. They just didn't want to have German food for dinner also.
Yeah. So his thing is lamb and ratatouille with potato gratin. And they love it.
It looked good, but it also looked way too small. I know if I had a whole afternoon of drinking, even with all the sausage, I would want a Fred Flintstone rack of something. Okay, just have it be, and I just want to sink my teeth in. I would be starving after that.
So the guests are all yucking it up, and one of the ladies is like, oh my God, I have a tattoo. Look at this. Hey, remember, honey, we had sex in the bathroom the night we got this tattoo. And everyone's like, oh my God.
So then now it's time for dessert. Do I start bruleeing now? Even makes bruleeing sound creepy. I'm like, stop it. Ew, you're ruining creme brulee for me. But I know why he makes it creepy, because when he asks about brulee, Kitty goes, yes, and then you're gonna come bring up the last two. And he goes, why do I make them horny? I'm like, oh. How did you add such an element of creepiness into an otherwise forgettable moment?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial. So then Malia's like, well, guys, the weather looks like it's going to pick up in the morning. And in case it does, tonight we're going to prep the lines and the fenders. And so she goes to bed. The guests go to bed. And Katie makes a list of the night for Courtney, who still seems kind of pissed. And then we see Courtney doing all of her night duties. And in the morning, the captain comes in. Lloyd's doing night watch, anchor watch. And she's like, oh, my God, Lloyd, we're going to need the fenders because I'm going to need to go into the marina because of the weather. All hands on deck, all hands on deck. We need the haul anchor, head back in the dock. 16 knots, we're all going to die. Don't worry, Captain. I had all the guys prep everything last night, so we're on it. It's like, wow, well, there's another one that's just solved.
I know. It was just solved. It was like, oh, my God, we're heading straight into the jaws of the monster, and we docked. Okay, great. Didn't even hit the dolphins. Current is wicked.
Yeah.
So now,
wicked current. Yep, but they got
wicked
in there.
Current. Yeah, it's like that song by Chris Isaacs, Wicked Current, you know? It's about that. That's what it's called, right? So the guests wake up, and Lexi, so she set the table, and she put the plates on the table this time, which was great, and the cutlery. So she really is making strides in basic breakfast concepts. But then she went downstairs to do laundry and then just stayed down there. And so guests wake up, and she's just not there, and they're wandering around, and they're like, the guy, you know, alcohol now guy is like, is there a bell? I mean, even at Guy Fieri's Flavortown, there's a bell, for crying out loud. What's going on?
And Katie wakes up and sees Lexi doing laundry. And she's like, hey, how's it going? She's like, oh, it's fine. The guests aren't even up. So, I mean, who cares? So the guy, the alcohol now guy, main guy, is getting his own orange juice. And he's like, God, this is so thick. It's like a lava lamp. And then here comes Diane. Everyone's waking up. And Katie's like, well, hello. And he's like, well, I made my own drink. No offense. I mean, I guess I got all the pulp. So joke's on me, huh?
Kind of. Actually, I was very happy about that. I was like, yeah, you do get all the pulp. Enjoy that. Enjoy that pulp. So Katie is like, well, it's one thing after another at this point. It's like me at my birthday, one present after another, because it's Christmas also. And it's obviously clear to the guests that we're failing at our job. It's super unacceptable. Super.
So now they're all sitting down for breakfast, and David's like, something smells so good. And then the captain's like, it's my swagger. What is that? Did that happen?
Yeah, it's my new perfume, Swagger. So so they're like,
it's my new scent, Mentor.
So Matt is making lobsters Benedict downstairs, which look delicious. And so he's making them, and then the guest is like, wow, the food has been amazing. I mean, one meal left. I wonder if he can blow it with eggs. So then you're like, oh, okay, here comes the drama. Because if there's one thing we've seen on Below Deck is chefs fucking up breakfast eggs. Like, it happens all the time. So like, here it comes. Matt's riding. He's riding this wave, and now it's going to come crashing down with some terrible lobster Benedicts. And oh, no, that they went out perfectly, and everyone likes them. Okay.
Loved it. That's best not thing an issue they ever either. Had. Yeah. Best thing they ever had, buddy.
And by the way, my favorite part about this is the girl who got walked in on. They show her eating the eggs Benedict, and she literally holds her fork like a caveman. Like, I was like, you know, when people make fun of cavemen eating, right? When people hold their forks like cavemen, you think like, okay, it's a funny joke, but like, we know no one can actually hold their fork like that because it's really hard to get food into your mouth because you're holding it in such a strange way. She was holding it like that. I was like, that makes sense with this group, that they are literally holding their forks like cavemen.
Yeah, this group. Oh my God. He's like, hey, we're doing a shot or what? Yeah, we love drinking. And the wife is like, oh yeah, here's to a good week in France. I was like, God, they're just terrorizing the entire world.
I see London, I see France, I see lobsters Benedict in your pants.
God, that was hot.
So okay, so now everyone's packing, and now everyone gets into white, and some of the like Z and some of the others like take a photo with Chad, and now they all line up, and Diane's like, oh, hold on a second. I still got Chad around me, and I got to get him out of the way so I can hug you guys. Guys, it was so fun. Me and Chad both loved it. We had a wonderful day. I'm going to make this Chad joke work. It's been 3 days, but I think it's going to land soon. It's going to work.
And then alcohol now is like, well, Captain Sandy, this was our second time, as you know, and it turned out great, but being business owners, we figured that you'd want to know the experience we've had to improve upon. So I had a little lack of attention. I had to make my own drink this morning, which was just, I mean, embarrassing. And Katie's like, oh, I'm leaving right now.
Yeah. By the way, I want to point out that on the last charter, remember Athena and her gang, and they when they left, a bunch of them were wearing these red checkered shirts, and we're like, why are they wearing red checkered shirts? Like, what are they trying to do? This is stupid. Why are you wearing that? It's the Croatian flag. They're wearing Croatian shirts.
Yeah.
We're stupid.
Yeah, just reinforcing that. So Patrick is like, you know, I don't want to be negative, but hey, listen, on the positive side, your saving grace is that pasty guy who looks like Bat Boy masturbating under his jeans over there. Matthew, deck crew, you guys were badass too. And, you know, the only problem was basically I just couldn't find anyone. I mean, it was basically like, you know, Christmas in a restaurant, like no service anywhere. Am I right?
Don't I know it? Never had a birthday dinner outside the home. So then, so that Lexi says, afterwards, after they leave, they get the tip, and Captain Sandy does the whole thing like, whoa, this is heavy. Oh, wow. Heavy tip. Look, I pantomimed it being so heavy. I almost dropped it. Don't worry. I had it. It's a good life lesson. You know, a lot of times you don't think you have it and you do. That was a Captain Sandy. Okay. That was a mentorism right there. Okay. Bye guys. Bye.
So Matt tells Courtney, that's why you should be mourning, girl, which has kind of got a point. So then Katie is telling Lexi how they were up this morning after all. And she's like, I mean, come on, you know, to be pinpointed that your department is failing and it comes down to one person. You know, Sandy will think I'm an idiot if I don't accept help now. So she goes to the captain and she's like, well, my gut says no, but if we're paying for her anyway, then we might as well try, you know. I mean, 4 days to maybe try it out. And then if there's anything wrong, whatever you need. I'm saying to the girl that I've completely ignored lately about everything that she's been telling me about her stew who can't do her job. Anything you need.
Allowing Katie to make that decision is about letting her know I believe in her. Well, maybe we should just get rid of Lexi. Or maybe we could get new sodas. How about that? More sodas.
God, I love listening.
I love showing how much I believe in her choices.
So, tip meeting. Well, we're mid-season, and we've had our first complaint. And I'd like to call that complaint constructive, because he highlighted things to improve on. Okay, which is why I'm adding someone. She's a deck stew, but, you know, she's going to come into interior. Now, this is not to replace, but to support. So we're getting someone who's good with the mop to basically learn how to make cosmopolitans.
Oh gosh, why the cosmopolitans? Leave my job alone.
Why is Courtney
not
sobbing?
The cosmopolitans. Yeah. So David's going to be moving in with the guys, and I feel like, and I hope we're getting the kernel of a new issue on the boat. Cause he goes, well, you know, it'd be lovely to be in with the guys. I get to chat with the guys a little bit more, have some chat with the lads. But, you know, I like to keep my space a little bit clean, and it might jib on me a little bit if there's chaos in there. So I'm like, oh, please let there be. Please let David quietly stew away about the chaos, but never quite say anything until he gets really wasted and starts spinning around in circles. Be like, guys, can we talk about the mess in the room? Can we clean it up a little bit? No. Okay, good chat, guys. Good chat.
Yeah. So the captain says, Matt, I've heard nothing but good things about your food. You know, and listen, this is, even though another department messed up, and we're not going to dwell on that. Her name rhymes with Matey. Okay, it starts with a K. She sucks. But everybody else, we got $23,585.
Wow, this is like Christmas in July, or as I like to call it, a day where people's birthdays get overshadowed in July. Am I right, everyone? Okay, guys, go get him.
So Matt starts to leave, and they're like, Matt, where are you going? And he's like, I'm going to do some dishes. And Courtney's like, come on, we've all got dishes. And then basically they're talking about moving cabins again. And Malia goes, yeah, I think that that's going to work. I mean, she'll be fine with Matt. She'll be fine. And, you know, she hasn't met him yet, so she'll be fine with it.
Yeah. It's, you know, we'll just tell her there's only co-ed cabins available. And since she doesn't know Matt, she'll be fine with it. So then, time for a preference sheet meeting already. Wow, can you believe it? So guess what? Our new primary is former ambassador Nikki Haley. Oh, I'm sorry. Nikki and Haley are the primaries. And it's all girls. And here we go. Here are the list of people coming. Crystal, Sarah, Ashley, Andrea, Bailey, who's an influencer, Danielle, who's not an influencer but is annoying like one. Who else is on here? Cheeky, Hannah, Boo Boo, Cece,
Jennifer, Elbow. You know, I've never heard of a girl named Elbow, but you know, leave it to this group. Okay, they look Colleen, fun, don't they?
Colleen, Georgia.
Well, Nikki eats like a five-year-old. She wants bacon and bacon and bacon. Unfortunately, Elbow does not. She got dairy allergies, gluten-free. She's dairy-free. She's keto. Oh, God, this might be our most difficult dietary restrictions ever. Not my favorites. Not my favorites.
Oh, man, which one am I going to jerk off to? I mean, Elbow's hotter. Oh, but Nikki has better dietary preferences. This is going to be a real tough one.
So Malia's like, oh, God, great. Beach picnic. Okay, guys, thanks for your positive attitudes. Let's get going. So then Lexi is talking to Z, and she's like, I don't know why I wrote this.
They're just
this.
Talking. They're know. Just like talking in like the crew mess, and they're just, I guess she's saying something about doing a shot or whatever. And I think, what's his face? Lloyd says something like, less sass this time or whatever. And they just all start cracking up at her about being so crazy last time. They're just sort of having a crew bonding moment. And we get cleaning. And then Malia and Courtney are doing yoga. And Courtney is sort of complaining about how she's constantly having to correct all of Lexi's work. And she's just like worried that the new girl's going to come in as a second stew and just cause more drama, etc.
Yeah. And Malia's like, you know, some people can just rock it and kill it. And Courtney's like, well, I'm just worried she thinks she's coming in a second. And they're supposed to be doing yoga, but they're just lying down drinking wine.
They're like wine. They literally have wine while they're like actually experiencing wellness.
Yeah. So now David gets in the hot tub with Z and Lloyd. And then Lexi comes over and she's like, hi, boys. Just watching you guys. You know what? I'm going to come in with you. I'll be right back, boys.
And they're like, oh, no. Oh, no. And they all have like PTSD from when she was last there. And so what do they do? Because they, you know, deckhands. Deckhands are so mean and they're such a boys club. You know that there's going to be so nasty and cliquish to her. And she gets in the pool and they're like, oh, hi, Lexi. Oh, so lovely. Could join us, Lexi. This is lovely, Lexi.
She's like, this is so nice. We should have a movie playing. And she's like, oh, I'd love to see Harry Potter. She goes, oh, yeah, I wasn't allowed to watch that because, like, that's witchcraft and it's against my religion. So
Lloyd's like, oh, so you're living that muggo lifestyle. She's like, what's that? A lady who has someone who has no magic in their life.
And they all start cracking up. Now, that is Lloyd's version of bullying. Like, that's bullying, yeah. Lloyd style to call someone a muggle.
Yeah. So now Katie finally FaceTimes her mom. This is, I guess, her dramatic arc of the episode is when will she ever get through to mom? She's like, hi, mom. I was just trying to FaceTime you to wish you happy birthday. It's like, oh, that's all right, Katie. And so concludes the arc of Katie trying to reach her mom.
Yeah. So everyone else has fun in the hot tub and then they go to bed. And Lloyd's like, well, we like this, Lexi. And she goes, okay, great. So am I allowed in the boys club? And David tells us she wants to be part of something. You know, I've been at the point where I felt worthless. I lost two friends. And then he tells us this horrible, sad story. Did we already know this?
No, it's just like out of nowhere. He's like, by the way, my two friends died in a car accident and I have survivor's guilt. And so when I see someone who's hurting, I just want to help them because helping them helps me. I was like,
what? But someone else had that kind of story too, right? Where somebody's friend or friends died in a terrible accident, like right before they came on the boat. Didn't that just happen?
Well, there was Madison from season one of Below Deck, whose sister was murdered in her car in Detroit at a traffic stop about like 9 months beforehand or so.
Oh my
god! Like a drug deal. Remember, there was like a drug deal that went wrong and. You know, Below Deck is always good about finding people who have horrific tragedy in their lives, unfortunately. Yeah. for them.
Yeah, so that was really sad. So then in the morning, Matt's, you know, getting ready. And Katie is talking to Courtney and telling her that she's going to be training the new girl. And then Z has to, like, put on a harness to be on the side of the boat to clean the windows, I guess, on the outside of the boat.
He is so adorable, and like just seeing him in a little harness having to scamper across the side of the boat, and like he has a fear of heights. So he goes, you know, my dad told me that to face my fears when I was quite young, and I was scared of birds and feathers. And my dad said, you know, my dad used to make it over the garden and bring me back a feather to give me and give me money for that. So that helped me get over my fear of feathers and birds and everything. I'm like, I've heard of people being afraid of birds, but I've never heard of people being afraid of feathers, which is, I like want to make fun of it, but Z is so cute. I feel bad that he was terrorized by feathers as a child. I'm just imagining little baby Z just seeing feathers and just freaking out.
Hey, dun, 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 dun. Norma, it's me, Sandy. Oh, hey, Sandy, it's Norma. Hey, Norma, it's Sandy. Yeah, it's Norma. Okay. Bring her out of quarantine, Norma.
Release the stool. It's like Jurassic Park when they lift up the thing and the velociraptor goes running out into the cage, right? So Z is still in the harness, just stumbling around and trying to clean things. And then Katie sits down with Lexi and she's like, well, you know, the thing is, it seems more like laziness with you more than anything. And whether or not it is, that's how it comes across to me. And you've been a stewardess for I don't know how long. And it's just, it's not acceptable. And you're not up to second stew. And that's, and now that we do have an extra hand, it's no excuse. So I think I'm just not going to have ranks anymore. And yeah, I don't know how this is going to go down, but should be all right. So.
And she's so nervous. She's like wringing her hands while she's doing this. Like, this took so much for her to come and say you're lazy to Lexi.
And she was.
And so Lexi's nervous. Just like, uh-huh, okay, totally agree. Great. Sounds great.
She's too nervous to demote Lexi. So instead, she's just abolishing all the rankings altogether. And now it's going to be pure chaos. That's what we know.
Yeah. So then we see a lady walking down the deck and Katie's breathing hard. She's like, I don't know how this is going to go. And Lexi's like, I totally understand. Don't worry. And then we just hear,
hi.
Jill Zarin just comes on board.
Jill Zarin. Now this episode bored the fuck out of me. Not going to lie. But then we got a later this season or coming up this season and it looks really good.
Yeah, and there's like, and the trailer ends with like David taking this crazy fall out of the hot tub, like so horrific. And then also the chef catches himself on fire. And on top of that, Luca comes on board. We don't see a lot of the new girl in the trailer, and that may be by design. They may want to try to like keep us guessing about whether or not she'll be a permanent fixture. But based on the trailer, it looks like she won't be. But I like how they're trying to create drama around the fact, like, what are we going to do? This could be a terrible thing, having another person helping us on this crew. I'm like, there's no way there's any downside to this. I'm sorry. They need another hand in there because Lexi's not doing shit. So I don't see how there's going to be a problem. I think it'll be good. I think if anything, the girl's probably going to want to leave after she sees the shit show that is the interior.
Yeah, because they did show one clip of her and she's like, well, 1 minute I'm the captain of a boat and now I'm doing laundry. Okay.
Yeah. She's like, I went to Berkeley, I have my captain's license, and now I'm doing laundry. Great. So I think she's going to quit.
Yeah, well, time will tell. We'll be back next week to find out. In the meantime, tomorrow's Beverly Hills, then it's New York after that. Go check out our bonuses. Come on, guys. Thanks for being here. We sure love you, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's Run Some Errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Let's give a kissarino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nikki Morgan letters.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better Than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. No one makes us feel well like Megan Capsewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.